music and talk radio about all things all genders. This is Intravenous, live on CJSF 90.1 FM, discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through a feminist lens. Our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony.
Hello, 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 and welcome back here to CJSF 90.1 FM. This is Intravenous, and my name is Vivian, and I'm here with the wonderful Pranjali, too.
Hello, everyone. It's so nice to have you as the co-host again, Vivian.
Mm-hmm, I know.
How are you doing?
I'm doing really, really well, but the thing is, I'm a little bit stressing out because if you don't know me, I'm the intern here at CJSF, and I'm from Germany, and I will go back in... We just realized that 17 days.
Which is crazy. Something that you know not tell someone in the morning. But no.
But yeah. I was really good. So I watched the sunset yesterday and I kind of realized how thankful I am for this time here. And I'm so glad that I could come here and experience these wonderful moments here, especially with you here on Intravenous.
Aww,
it was
thank
so
you.
Much fun. And actually, this is our last show together because you have your finals, right?
Mm-hmm. And it is really a busy period because I'm taking a course load which is more than normal than what I usually take. So I just really want to get over with my courses and all. So yeah, that's happening. And it's going to be a busy 2 weeks. But after that, I go back to my workplace, which is super fun. I really like everybody in there. So really excited for that.
Right.
And I enjoy research. So yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to take it on and do it by my own and maybe publish a paper. So,
Ooh, wow, that's pretty cool. Yeah. And do you think you want to take on Intravenous again?
Yes, I'm actually continuing from the last week of April, actually. So I'm just taking like a 2 week time off because that's my final season. And after that, I'll be back. Yeah.
And I'm going to host the last two shows. So next week, we are going to have an interview with Paola about their new game that came out recently. So it's called Interro Bang. And I'm excited for it. I have to get more details about the game in general. Because actually we were thinking about playing it, but we both are so super, super busy. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of hard to do it. But Paola actually is going to bring the game to the station next Wednesday. And I'm going to take a look on it. And it's going to be interesting to talk about it. So stay tuned for that and tune in 10 to 11 a.m. next Wednesday. And in 2 weeks, I also have a very special topic. But I will announce it next week. So stay tuned for that too. And actually, how was your morning?
I guess it was pretty good. I just took a Tylenol because I have this weird fever because it is suddenly so cold. Like, it wasn't supposed to be that cold. So,
oh, yeah, I know.
I had, like, an early morning class on Monday, so I was, like, wearing, like, a hoodie or something and, like, a t-shirt, so I definitely got cold. But that's what I do. Whenever I have something big in my life, I just get sick. That's literally what happens every single time.
No way.
And especially like whenever I have something that is related to talking or going on stage, like I hosted a lot of like farewells and events and so on, I usually got sick. I don't know why that happens, but just happens. Anything that I'm really looking forward to, I really get sick before that. So, yeah.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that is not good. So hopefully you'll get better soon because hopefully you can write your finals. Oh,
no, I'm okay. I should be fine.
Yeah. But radio is a good practice. So, it's good to talk. Actually, it helped me a lot to get more confidence and to speak in front of many people. So it helped me a lot to be more sure about myself. And yeah, so yesterday I had a dance class and usually I don't like dancing in front of people, but I don't know why, but I gained so much confidence the last month. So I'm now like, okay, I don't really care what the other people are thinking about me. And now I'm like just dancing in front of everybody and it's so much fun. So radio helped me actually a lot. So if you're interested in doing radio too, you should definitely come out and check our station here. We are located in Burnaby campus here at SFU, and if you have ever thought about volunteering at the radio should definitely come here to CDSF 90.1 FM and, yeah, check out our station. That's what I did, and I'm so glad that I'm here today. And actually, today is a special day when we're talking about today, because today is my grandma's birthday. If you're listening, woo-hoo, happy birthday. I'm so thankful that I have you as my grandmother. You mean a lot to me. And actually, I was calling her this morning, and I was asking, okay, I can't really give you something, so do you have a song that you want me to play as a little present for her, a little gift for today, for her birthday? And she wished for a song that actually doesn't really fit to Intravenous, because normally we would try to only play Femcon, so feminine artist, but today we have this one special song for my grandma Monica, and I'm going to play that song soon. It's called Born in the USA. You will probably know it. It's pretty famous by Bruce Springsteen. And it's my gift to her for her birthday today, because I can't be here. I can't be there with her and celebrate with her. But we're definitely going to celebrate after I'm back for sure. But that's kind of my gift to her. So please enjoy Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen. Do you know that song, Pranjali?
I actually don't. But happy birthday to her, and
we think about you, and I love you, Grandma, and this is for you. Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen.
Dog has been beat too much till you smash.
Glosser with Disco Girls, and just before that we heard Born in the USA, just for my grandma here as a little gift. And my mom just sent me a video of my grandma dancing in her living room, and it was so sweet. So I'm glad that she liked the song. And yeah, I thank you for recommending the song. It's a lovely song, and I remember my childhood listening to it. So yeah, I hope you had a good time, grandma, and this was for you. And we're going to jump right from Born in the USA and Disco Girls, we will jump right into our today's topic. So today we are going to talk about a very, very important topic. So about birth control and about the new law it's here in BC right now. So they changed the law here in BC recently, and since April 1st, people can access free birth control here, actually. And BC is the only province where it is allowed yet to access free birth control, which is amazing. And I mean, there's still a lot of work to do, but it is a big step, a very, very important step in the right direction. And for that, I interviewed a very special person, and we're going to listen to that interview soon. But first of all, I want to tell you a little bit about the group or the program that kind of achieved the final step to change the law here in BC. So Access BC is the group that kind of changed the law here to access free birth control, and it's a group from around BC, and they want to remove barriers to accessing prescription and contraception. And they're established in January 2017. And their goal is to conduct research to mobilize the public, meetings with the ministry, raise awareness and outreach, and consult with the government. And the chair and co-founder is Dr. Tale Phelps Benderoff. And my interviewee was Dr. Caitlin Fulcher. And she's a postdoctoral research fellow in the School of Public Health and Social Policy at UVic. And her research is about anthropology, sociology, and education. And she loves learning about almost any topic related to sexuality or sexual health. And her research focuses on sexual health, well-being of young people, sex education, reproductive justice, and access to contraception. And I wrote an email to Access BC, and we're asking about how to achieve the law and how to change the law and what's about the new law. And it is amazing. So what do you think about the new law, Pranjali?
I think, as you said, it's really a step in the right direction, but there's a lot that needs to be done.
For sure.
And should be done along with this step. And I think BC has and does set records in some ways, and I hope that other provinces can follow suit, mm-hmm. and see what positive changes this can bring. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
for sure. And we're going to listen to the interview soon, but before that I want to play you one more song. It's called I Am Woman by Emmy Manley. I love the song, and last month was Women's History Month, and for that I played I Am Woman a lot because I love this song, and it gives me a good feeling, and it makes me proud to be a woman. And it went viral and like, I don't know, 2 years ago probably, and ever since I was listening to it, and yeah, it makes me proud to be a woman and makes me feel good, and it's such a good song. So we're going to listen to that, and then we're going to jump right into the interview. Hope you can enjoy that, and then we will discuss a little bit the topic here on Intravenous. But first of all, this is Emmy Melly with I Am Woman.
I can't. kindly. Ask for what I want, and somehow it find me. Somehow it find me. Somehow it find me.
I'm Woman by Emmy Melly, and we're going to jump right into our interview for today that I did with Dr. Caitlin Fulcher. But before that, I just want to announce real quick that we are hosting this show and playing this interview on the Unceded Coast Tale Story of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. And now please enjoy the interview with Dr. Caitlin Fulcher about the new law of, access to free birth control here in BC, and we're going to discuss the topic afterwards, but first of all, enjoy the interview. We are CDSF, and my name is Vivian, and today I have a special guest. I have Dr. Caitlin Mudry. Is this how you pronounce your name? Mudry. And could you introduce yourself to the listeners, and what are you doing here in BC?
For sure. I'm a naturopathic doctor, and I do a lot of primary care for my patients in Kimberley, BC. I also am a new mom, so I have a five-month-old baby, and that has been a super fun and exciting journey, and we are very happy to be raising our baby in beautiful BC, hiking and biking and all the fun things.
Oh yeah, congratulations to the baby.
Thank you.
You are a part of the Access BC team, and what is Access BC and what is their mission?
For sure. So Access BC is a campaign that has successfully succeeded in getting prescription contraception covered by the government of BC as a gender equity health initiative. And the campaign is 7 years old, and I've been working with them for the past 4 years.
Mm-hmm. And you just said that you are a postdoctoral research fellow. And can you tell me a little bit more about your own research? So what do you do?
For sure. So I do lots of just like general primary care medicine. So that you would see with your family doctor. I do a lot of PAPs and things like that. And I also did my training in the States. So it's kind of funny, what brought me to Access BC was that I got my IUD at Planned Parenthood in the United States in like 2011 or something like that. And then when I got back up here, people were like, oh, you know, like, where did you get your ID? And I was like, I don't know. I got mine for free in Planned Parenthood in America.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, we don't have something like that. Like, we have options for sexual health here, which is, like, great in a lot of ways. But especially in my community that I work in, they're open only 3 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
So any kind of, like, sexual health, contraception, consultation, support, questions, access, all of that is something that is desperately needed in multiple municipalities throughout Canada, but especially in BC. And so that's something that, like, really drew me to this cause, was helping support access. And that's how Access BC started, actually. It was when there was a big cut to funding of Planned Parenthood in the States.
Mm-hmm.
In Canada, we were like, oh my gosh, like, what can we do to help support Planned Parenthood? It was like, whoa, wait, we don't even have things like Planned Parenthood in Canada, and we need to be improving our options for contraception care in Canada, as well as supporting our, folks in the States as well.
Mm-hmm. So can you explain how the law was before for providing birth control?
What was going on before was that vasectomies were covered, and mm-hmm. that was it. I used to make a joke of, like, why aren't people getting more vasectomies? It's the only covered prescription contraception.
Yeah.
And so now, starting 2 days ago, April 1st, people can go to their doctor, get a prescription written. So this is for any kind of, like, the birth control pill, mm-hmm. both types of IUDs, the hormonal and the copper IUD. Injections are covered, I believe. There's a couple things that aren't covered, but for most types of contraception that you need a prescription for, you just go to your doctor, get your prescription, and then you go to the pharmacy, and the pharmacy gives you your medication, and it mm-hmm. just gets directly billed to the government. So there's no cost to anybody accessing that contraception upfront at the pharmacy, which is amazing. It even covers Plan B, which is super important.
Oh, wow. That is amazing. It's great. And what isn't covered?
So the rings mm-hmm. aren't covered, like the NuvaRing.
Mm-hmm.
Patches aren't covered. And then some types of oral contraception, like Lolo. So those are kind of like these, like, mini pills.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that the campaign is still working on for sure. So if you go to our website, accessbc.org, we still have a letter writing campaign. So part of our letter writing campaign is a thank you to all of the MLAs and people who have, like, brought this up to the government, who helped it get passed as a policy. Thank you so much. This is so amazing. Let's keep working on these other mm-hmm. couple things, because for some people it is still a really important option. And that's something that I've seen a lot, like, as a clinician, is that finding the right birth control for someone can kind of be a difficult process. So when you find something that works for you, you really want to be able to stick with it. And that means, like, it's effective for you, and it has low side effects, and mm-hmm. it works with your body, you can remember to take it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And can you tell me, why did you want to change this law, or why did Access BC wanted to change this law? So why it is important to change this law? What do you think?
For sure. So, like, one of the biggest things that we think of is health and gender equality, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, vasectomies were covered. It's probably because they were a surgical procedure, and most surgical procedures are covered. But when we think about that, of, like, what's the percentage of people who are accessing contraception, and what percentage of them are people who would be getting a vasectomy, it's very, very low, right? So
mm-hmm.
the current thing that we had in place was, like, very inequitable to anyone with a uterus needing contraception. And then also, we have, like, a huge white paper on our website. It's still up there, but just showing that there is tons of financial benefits to the government when contraception is paid for, because it helps prevent unwanted pregnancies. Having contraception helps with a lot of different gynecological conditions. It's actually, like, one of the largest prescribed things is, like, oh, you have something going on, like, why didn't you try an IUD? Why didn't you try going back on the pill? It's a huge treatment for any kind of gynecological or uterine difficulty. And then the campaign is all about bringing awareness to gender equity and access to gendered issues in healthcare. And that's one of the biggest things I saw when I was campaigning for the campaign and, like, talking to people is I would say, did you know that these things are covered? Did you know that only the vasectomies are covered? And people would be shocked. They'd be like, oh, my gosh, I had no idea. Mm-hmm. Like, every single person in their lives that they knew who had a uterus was on birth control, and nobody knew that they had to be paying for it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. And where do you see the biggest inequalities when it comes to healthcare? And